Hello and welcome to Talk Chinese, where we teach you Chinese with ease. My name is Xiaolan. I'm going to teach you a useful phrase of Chinese every day. In this episode, we are going to learn something very important, not only for Chinese, but for lots of people, lots of families. It's called degree. We have a special guest, Richard Price from academia.edu. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Hi, Xiaolan. I'm very well. Nice to see you. Nice to chat.
Yeah, 你好.
你好。
Wow, you already spoke some Chinese. Did you visit China recently or you pick up some Chinese somewhere?
When I was at Oxford, I took a few Chinese classes.
Okay.
Just a few.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I went out to China, actually, to Beijing, taught English out there and actually learned a bit more Chinese in lessons. And that was in 2002.
2002. Right. Okay. Guangzhou has changed enormously since, I think. Right. The way to say degree in Chinese, we say 学位.
学位.
学位. Yes. And the reason we invited you to talk about this subject is you probably have the biggest collection of degrees in the world from academia.edu. And for those people who don't understand this amazing, massive network, we need to know you have like 36 million people.
That's right, yeah.
On this network.
Yeah.
Right. Can you explain a little bit what is academia.edu?
It's a social network for academics who use the site to share papers, to comment on papers, to peer review papers, to recommend papers, and about 35 million people use it a month.
Right. And then the overall database, you probably have way more people.
In terms of registered users, we have about 45, 46 million registered users right now.
Right. Okay. So among those people, we can imagine if there's a professor, the professor may have 3 degrees. And then if that's a researcher, may have 2 or 3 as well. And then altogether, you probably have 100 million degrees in your site.
Right, that's quite possible, yeah.
Okay, so to say 学位, 学 means to learn in Chinese. 学 is a second tone. And you learn Chinese already, so you know there are 4 major tones there. And the second tone goes up a little bit. 学 and 学 means to learn. And 位 is the second character. And Wei means place, ranking. So Wei is the place where you learn. And once you acquire the place, you got your degree. So Wei is the 4th tone. Wei.
Wei.
Wei. 学位 together, degree. That's it. Easy. Yeah. And then in the Western world, there are 3 major degrees. One is the bachelor degree, and you have the master degree, and you also have a doctoral degree. So they are all different in Chinese as well. To say bachelor degree, we say 学士.
学士.
学士, bachelor degree. 学 is the same word, to learn, learning. 士 is an ancient Chinese character that means scholar. So learning to be a scholar, that's bachelor degree. 学士.
Right.
学士. And then master degree, we say 硕士.
硕士.
硕士. 士 is the same character, scholar. But 硕, that means large. So a large scholar is a master.
Yeah.
硕士.
硕士.
硕士. Both are 4th tone. So the 4th tone, if you remember, it's the angry sound. You go down. 硕士.
硕士.
硕士. That's master. I have 2 master degrees, so I can say I have 2 硕士. And I have 1 学士. And in your case, I know you have a few of those, and one of them is 博士. 博士 is a doctoral degree. 博.
博.
博, like B-O, 博.
博.
And because it's a second tone, you can go up a little bit and make it slightly longer. 博.
博.
博. 博士. 是, again, the same word, scholar. So 博士, that's doctoral degree. And you know what? In Chinese, this word is sort of counterintuitive from the real doctoral degree. Because we know when you have a PhD, you tend to go some really hard subject in a very deep way. And it could be quite narrow sometimes.
Yeah.
And in this case, it could be something really specific. But 博, the definition of 博 in Chinese actually means something extensive.
Mm.
Something really rich and something broad.
Mm.
So in this case, it's sort of opposite from the reality, basically.
Right. Yeah, but I suppose 硕 means big and large scholar, so it just gets bigger as you go up.
That's right. And then, of course, in ancient China, there was different type of education system, not the same as the Western way today. And so when the Western system was introduced, they had to come out with some titles to reflect the Western titles from bachelor. Of course, bachelor in English, you have multiple definitions as well. And then like master, you can say, oh, that's a Kung Fu master. And of course, in this case, when you refer to degree, that means the master degree. And in the US, they all call master. But at the UK system, I remember in Cambridge, they say MPhil.
Mm.
Yeah, Master of Philosophy, I think.
That is right, yeah. And actually in Oxford, the PhD is called the DPhil.
DPhil. That's right. Yeah. So in academia.edu, do you have the rough estimate how many papers do you have?
People have uploaded about 16 million full text papers.
Right.
And then they've also added links to a few tens of millions of
right.
the papers that are not full text.
It's quite an operation, I guess, because not only people can search paper, and they can see their colleagues, and then they can, in a way, stand on the giant's shoulders, continue building something greater. But in a way, it's also a great way to communicate between scholars, because in ancient time means like 20 years ago, there was no effective way. And you may not know when there's an amazing scholar trying to resolve like a biodegradable type of material, maybe there's another scholar doing the same thing somewhere 5,000 miles away. So why reinvent the wheel a couple of times in different places?
Exactly. And it's very nice if there's a system where you can also sort of chat to them on the site and discuss each other's work. And that's one of the big focuses we're working on right now is various products that make it easy not just to sort of find each other and know about each other's existence, but also to kind of collaborate on the platform.
Okay. And then did you try to build academia.edu into some sort of going toward the expert network? So not only the collaboration, corporations can also seek the solutions, because sometimes it requires multiple disciplines and science or theories.
Yeah, it's an interesting thing. We haven't built anything like explicitly targeted at that, but we are aware that a lot of commercial people do use the site to source talent for whatever projects they're working on. Academics get regularly pinged on academia. For example, I have a poster here on the wall from a professor in the UK who said that he was contacted by a film director in New York who was doing a movie about Bruce Lee, and this guy was a kind of knew something about Bruce Lee, so he got written to an academia saying, hey, would you mind actually appearing in the movie, got flown out to New York and got offered a cameo role. So there are these cases where, you know, you're Googling someone and that you just message them on the site.
That's so cool. So now let's recap. To say degree in Chinese, we say 学位.
学位.
学位. 学 is to learn. 位 is the place. So where you acquire your knowledge. And to say bachelor degree, 学士.
学士.
学士. To say master degree, we say 硕士.
硕士.
硕士. To say doctoral degree, 博士.
博士.
Okay, great. Thank you, Richard, for joining us. And thank you for listening to Talk Chinesey. Today, we talk about something serious but a lot of fun called degree, 学位 in Chinese. I hope you enjoy it. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. Until next time, 再见. 再见, Richard.
再见.